Good evening. Welcome to Raw Talk. I am your host for the evening, Steve-O. Along with me, Deezer Deez. What's up, dude?
Hello, Steve-O.
Hola. Hey. I don't either. All right. Hey. It's already awesome. I got to tell you. Let me just say it is.
Oh.
For those of you wondering, what are they doing hosting Raw Talk? Here's the deal. Yo. Being a journalist, got to go to a press junket in LA to see the premiere of a movie and interview a bunch of cool actors and do lots of fun stuff.
So we are going to discuss important, relevant topics.
Yeah.
With you on the show today.
It's going to be a lot of fun, let me tell you. So with us tonight, we have a very special guest. In fact, had a very special guest on the phone, and it looks like we lost him, so we're going to have to get him back on said phone. But tonight, joining us on the show, Dr. David Hawkins, the relationship doctor, as it were. He is, he's written about a billion books. In fact, he's written 28 books on love, on relationships, on everything. Books ranging from When Pleasing Others Is Hurting You and When Trying to Change Him Is Hurting You, and just lots of books, bro.
And I must say that he is a gentleman and a scholar.
Ah, there you go. My first question for him when we get him on is, I love when Yo said, Steve-O, dude, please, can you help me out? I'd love to go do this thing. Can you do the show? I've already booked the show. It's on love. You're going to have Dr. David Hawkins on. He is the love/relationship doctor, like this guru. I want to know, like, how it is you become a relationship love doctor guru. Like, is there a school of love, or?
I could not tell you, but I do agree. There are a lot of great questions. And if you would like to ask said question,
yes,
we have a telephone number for you to call. It's 505, if you're not in Albuquerque, 505-338-5790.
That's right.
Be taking your calls here for the next hour until 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
And as it says, dude, this guy is the relationship doctor. So no question too crazy, I guess, for this doctor, because, well, he is the expert and he knows. In fact, I think we got him on the phone. Dr. Hawkins, you with us?
I am here.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you. I'm calling from a snowy part of the snowy, rainy, drizzly part of the country, but I am very happy to be with you.
Now, where are you at now located? Up there in Washington?
Just outside of Seattle.
Well, me and Brian and myself were actually just up there not too long ago for that World Cyber Games video game Olympics thing they had going on at Quest Field.
I bet there was just a ton of adrenaline going on in that place.
Dude, it was crazy. I had never... Can I call you dude, first of all, Dr. Hawkins?
Call me dude. Yep, that's my nickname, actually.
Well, there you go, dude. It was amazing. I'd never been up that way. Beautiful, beautiful area of our country. In fact, I immediately wanted to move there. But you are here with us now in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where our station originates. And thank you for joining us tonight for a very important show, very special show, talking about love. And we were talking about your credentials, and dude, you've written a lot of books.
They kind of keep mounting up, and I have to ask myself the question, like, how do I do this? You know, it's like you put one foot in front of the other. Well, I sit down at the keyboard and I peck one letter after another, and you know what? You do that long enough, and pretty soon you got this thing called a book. So there you go.
Very cool. In fact, you not only have you written a lot of books, but you have an awesome title. I was reading this and noticing Dr. David Hawkins, the relationship doctor. Now, how does one go about getting a doctorate in relationships? How is this happening?
Well,
how did you get this?
Well, let's see. I hate to admit this, but I'm self-appointed. I am a clinical psychologist, and you know, I've written 28 books, I think, and
wow.
I'm the advice columnist for Crosswalk.com and a bunch of other CBN.com, and I'm kind of all over the place. And after a while, I said, you know what? I specialize in relationships, and I'm going to, if nobody else minds, and nobody has seemed to mind so far, I'm going to call myself the relationship doctor, and you know what? Unless you guys object, I'm going to keep doing it.
You know what, Dr. Relationship Dude, I am so down with that, because you have written more love books than I have, so you are already more qualified than me for this.
I'll just keep it going then.
All right.
Love happening.
Dr. David Hawkins on the phone with us, the relationship doctor. If you have a question for him, we're going to be taking your calls. 338-5790. In fact, he wrote his most recent book. We have copies of. We're going to be giving them away to people who call in and have a question for Dr. Hawkins tonight. But your latest book, Are You Really Ready for Love? 10 yeah. Secrets to Finding the One You Want. Let's wrap, dude. What's this about? Why? What's the inspiration? Why? Can you even really get ready for love? When I saw the title immediately, I'm like, getting ready for love? How do you know if you're ready for love? So that's the name of the book. Let's talk about it. How do you know?
Okay, let's talk about it. So first of all, here's my take on the world as I see it. And that is that, one, we all want to be in love. We all love love. You know what? We're made for love, and love happens. So the second thing I noticed is that people seem to stumble into love. You know, sort of like we trip into it, you know? It's
right.
Like, oh, there, you know, I think I'm in love. I think it happened, you know? You know, like falling into a mud puddle or something. And that's the third thing I know. So people fall into these relationships, and then they kind of wake up, you know, a day or two or seven or nine later and kind of go, why isn't this working? I mean, I love her. She loves me. There's chemistry. You know, this is a match made in heaven. It's got to work. You know, what's wrong? And therein lies the book, in that people don't prepare for love. They stumble their way through love. They don't know why it doesn't work. And so I sat down and said, I gotta try and shed some light on this matter. And that's what the book is about.
All right. Well, okay. I was looking at, can I say that I took the Cliff Notes version?
I hope that when we're done, you will read the book.
I will take a very good look at this book, because I actually, right away, I had some questions of my own, because I've been married now for 5 years
yep.
to an amazing woman. And when I met my wife, I felt at the time like, dude, love at first sight. But I wanted to ask you, because you say you must be ready for this. Is there such a thing as love at first sight? According to, book or...
Well, yeah, I no, there's attraction at first sight, there's lust at first sight, there's a lot of things at first sight, I'm not going to discount the fact that I think people can really have an amazing chemistry and that they can have a wonderful relationship, but the book is about being ready when love happens, when you get that opportunity. So the opportunities are all around, okay?
Right.
I mean, for everybody. There's no reason why anybody should be lonely in this world. But when that opportunity arises, will you have done your homework so that you are... The question I love to ask people is, what are you really like to be with? I mean, we like to think of ourselves as being wonderful and charming and handsome or beautiful or whatever, but what do we really like to be with? And that question has got to be answered before you can be really ready for love, and hopefully answered in a way where you have worked out the kinks and worked out the problems and the deficits in your character, so that when that perfect princess or prince arrives, you are ready for it.
Okay. Well, let's start this off here with the
okay.
beginning. You know, the first chapter is called Being Intentional
yes.
About Love.
Yes.
What does that mean? How can you be intentional about love?
Well, intention, I love the word intentionality, you guys, because intentionality says, I have a vision for what I want and how I want to get there, okay? I mean, it's a great word. It's a great tool for any aspect of your life, that you create this picture, and hopefully with some reality as a basis, for where you want to be, where you want to get to. When we talk about a loving relationship, that means you know what your must-haves are, you know what your must-not-haves are, you have some plan for how you're going to get to this loving relationship. I talk in the book about how many times we want to get to a certain destination, but we head out and we don't have a road map, we get lost, we meander all over the landscape. You know, we curse, we kick the steering wheel, you know. I don't want that to happen in love life. So intentionality means you know what kind of a relationship you want. You know what kind of a person you want to be with. You know your strengths and weaknesses. You know how you're going to get there. And then you have the motivation to stay the course and get where you want to go. So intentionality is a huge, huge, huge aspect of being really ready for love.
All right. Dr. David Hawkins joining us here on Raw Talk. Steve-O and Deezer Deez, your host, filling in for Yo tonight. If you have a question, 338-5790, that's 338-5790. We'll go to Felicia here in a minute, but you said something very interesting I had to ask. Now, does that mean if you have, you know, these goals, you're like, okay, these are my likes, these are my dislikes. If you meet this person and you're thinking, oh, this is it, this is the one, but then something happens, whether it be, oh, they like sushi and you hate sushi or whatever these, you know, common things are, does that mean you just have to write this person off because, well, they're not the perfect, that's not exactly what I want, and it kind of sounds selfish. That sounds like it's all about me.
Well, exactly right. No, of course. I mean, any relationship, and I talk about this in the book, in any kind of relationship, you have what I call that there are the must-haves, but there's also things that you say, you know what, that's really not that important. I mean, sushi or steak.
That's
or
all
whatever.
I could think of.
you say certain things. In fact, any relationship is a melding together of likes and dislikes. And, you know, I mean, you're not going to find someone just like you, and if you do, run, right? You want compatibility, uh-huh. and you want to be with somebody who enhances who you are, and you enhance who they are. So no, you don't want this exact identical twin. I mean, that would be boring and ugh.
Right.
I mean, man, you think about it kind of turns your stomach. But no. But you do also, on the other hand, you do get clear within yourself. You must become clear within yourself. This is a quality in a person I would not be able to live with or tolerate. And man, when you get clear about those qualities, then you live on those, mm-hmm. and they create your future and what the direction you move in.
Oh, dude, you've opened up like 9 new questions I have, but I want to go to Felicia first. So let's take a phone call if that's cool with you, Doc.
Felicia.
Felicia? Is that how you say it, or is it Felicia? Felicia?
It doesn't matter. Everyone calls me that all the time.
Okay. All right.
Felicia,
well, you are here.
What do you got for us?
I just wanted to have a comment about what you guys are talking about.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay. First of all, I think it's awesome what you're doing and all the books that you're writing and how God gave you the gift and all the words to put in 28 books.
Dr. Hawkins. You just
stop right there. That's
there, you're
wonderful.
Good. That's good.
I love that. Pat me on the back. Okay, Felicia, go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to say that I think that God is our ultimate physician, and he is the only one that can tell us, well, you know, you're in love with this one or you're in love with that one. But, yeah.
Okay.
How old are you, Felicia?
I'm 15.
15 years old. Now, doctor, let me ask you this. Yeah. How early, I mean, should Felicia be preparing now? How early is too early to start preparing someone for love?
See, you put, Felicia, this is wonderful that you're calling in. And of course it's not too early. But when you think about what are we doing when we're preparing for love, we're preparing our character. Our character, our personhood is what we bring into a relationship. So, Felicia, you know, right now, yeah, as you're in prayer and as you're living a godly life, you're preparing yourself for whom you're going to be a mate for at some point. So good for you. We prepare our person. It's like preparing your home when you're going to invite them in for guests. You're preparing your personhood to be in relationship with you. So good for you.
All right. Hey, Felicia, I'm going to throw you on. You got something else?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I just wanted to also ask you about the zodiac sign. What do you guys think about that?
About zodiac?
I'm the wrong person to ask about that, Felicia.
Yeah.
It's like a fortune cookie for me. Every time I see one, I'll tell you what, when I've read them and they've been wonderful, I think that's got to be right on. but when they're bad news, I go, uh-uh.
Right.
No, I to be honest with you, I don't give much stock to it.
Yeah, exactly. Same here. That's what I was going to say. These are you.
Same.
Yeah.
We're all in the same boat.
No, really. I couldn't tell you my sign or anything. Yeah, I don't put any stock into those whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't either.
Okay. Well, hey, Felicia, I'm going to throw you on hold. Thank you so much for the call. I'm going to have my producer get your info. We're going to get you a copy of Dr. Hawkins' new book. How's that?
Good for you, Felicia.
All right. Thank you for calling, Felicia. God bless you. All right. Well, there you go. Okay. Oh, Deezer, you got your hand raised. What's going on?
I did raise my hand just to kind of dive in there.
I see that hand.
In spirit. Okay. I got a question for you. I've worked in youth ministry for quite a while, been involved with young people, and I know Steve-O and I had discussed this question earlier. You get a lot of young people, and they go through this phase of infatuation with another young person, and they say, "I'm in love, Mommy." And Mom is like, "No, you're not." And
Dude,
Dad is like,
13,
"No, you're not.
No
you're
way.
13.
Right.
What would you say to a young person? How would you help guide a young person who is going through that situation where they say, I'm in love with this person, and they genuinely believe that.
Well, you know what I've found, you guys, is that you can't attack something like that head on. In other words, you're not going to say to your adolescent daughter, "No, you're not," because they're going to say, "Yes, I am."
Right.
Yeah.
And you're going to say, "No, you don't do that." I think the better part of wisdom in a situation like that for parents is just keep the boat steady. Just let them know, okay, well, you would empathize with them. You have strong feelings for this person. You would help them go slowly. Just, you do whatever you can to help keep the brakes on for that person. They're not going to make any false decisions. And then, what you've done, the work you've done ahead of time with these kids, so you prepared them for these feelings that are going to emerge full-blown in adolescence. So if you've done your work, you've been talking to them when they're 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So when they're 13 and they have these incredibly powerful feelings that you cannot dissuade them from, they're not going to be surprised when they have these feelings. They're not going to be shocked by them. And you create this loving home and environment for them to just be, okay, let's just take it easy. And as parents, that these feelings are going to fade. I mean, they do. They burst on, and they flame in, and then they flame out.
Right.
But you got to be there as parents to help stabilize the ship.
There you go. You're listening to Raw Talk here on M88. Myself, Steve-O, and Dee's hosting it, hanging out, filling in for Yo, and along with this Dr. David Hawkins, author of like 1,000 books, but his most recent book, Are You Really Ready for Love? Talking about love. If you have a question for Dr. Hawkins, 338-5790. That's 338-5790, area code 505 if you're not in the Albuquerque area. Now, I feel like we've done a disservice here. We've been talking all this time about love and how to prepare for love, but we didn't really define love to begin with. I think we should back up here, Doctor. And can we give a good definition? I know that's a pretty big question. What is love to begin with?
Man alive. Well, I'm stuttering.
You're the relationship doctor.
I know that. I'm going to give a shot at it.
All right.
The 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, has so many different things that it says. And it says that love is not self-centered. It's not self-seeking. It does not seek its own way. I think love really, there's an author that says love means extending ourselves for the well-being of another person. And I love that. This person, it was Scott Peck in the book, The Road Less Traveled, and he said, it's extending ourselves, pushing ourselves beyond our normal boundaries to meet the needs of another person. When you've got that quality day in and day out, month in and month out, year in and year out, you've got something very, very special, and that's consistent with the scriptures. So I like that kind of a definition.
All right. Well, now that we've got a definition for love, we're talking about how to prepare for love. Now, why is it so important? What does it matter? Like we were talking about with emotions, and hey, I'm going to meet this person, or you never know when it's going to happen. And so
if you don't prepare, here's what we've got going right now. What we've got going right now is we got people, like I said earlier, stumbling in and out of loving relationships. And they call it love, and it's powerful, and it's the passions are going, and da-da-da. but they're getting bruised and wounded and hurt all along the way. And so now we've got 25-year-old, 30-year-old, 35-year-old, 40-year-olds that have been bruised and beaten up. And it's not uncommon, you guys, to hear people say, you know, I don't trust anybody anymore. You know what? Right. And they become cynical. And they become jaded, and they say, you know what? I don't even know if I'm going to get married. I don't know. You know, I don't know if I trust the whole thing. I mean, let's just you get what you can out of a relationship, and that jadedness happens because the scriptures talk about guarding your heart for this the wellspring of life. Your heart is the wellspring of life, and people don't guard their hearts, so they stumble in, they stumble in and fall out. Okay, and they're bruised and battered and hurt all along the way. They become jaded and cynical. And I'm saying it doesn't have to be that way.
Right.
We really can have wonderfully healthy. Did I say health? Did I emphasize the word healthy enough?
Healthy, yeah.
Healthy relationships that work, that are functional. You know, we got a lot of listeners right now that are, you know, they're in dysfunctional relationships,
right,
and they can be functional. They can work and be healthy, and people can be happy. I firmly believe that.
Now, I have someone in my life whom I love very dearly. I won't say who it is. He's a very good friend of mine. Not myself. It is not myself. This dude I know has been that. He's that person. He's in his mid to late 20s. He has been in and out of relationship. He is jaded. He never had a father growing up. So because of that, you know, I think that had an effect on him as far as how to treat the opposite sex. But because of that, he's miserable. He's miserable. I love him to death, but he's miserable when it comes to relationships. But he always feels like he needs to be in one. All right. Now, you talk about these people getting jaded and getting tired. Or is it even possible to get them out of that, I don't even know what to call it, this syndrome, this downward spiral that they're in? How can we pull these people that we love out of something like that when you see them? How do you approach something like that?
I would give your friend pieces of counsel. First of all, he or she, if I didn't get the gender there, they have an urge to merge.
All right.
And so many people have this urge to merge.
Like codependency almost.
It really is. It really is. It's just absolutely a discomfort with themselves, low self-esteem, you know, just wanting someone just to take away that inner angst and pain. And so step number one is really pulling yourself away from the crowds and getting alone and learning about yourself. Taking a chapter two in my book is called Taking a Love Inventory, where you really look at yourself and you look at your patterns. I mean, we are very patterned people, but here's I got to charge a little extra for this line here, but I'm gonna give it to you guys. I'll send you the bill. Here's the deal, and if your friend's listening, if it's predictable, it's preventable. So in other words, if we keep doing the same things and getting the same results, you know what? It's time to step back and say, what are the patterns that I keep getting into? And then with a wise counselor, with a wise pastor or friend or psychologist or somebody, you ask the obvious question, what am I doing wrong? And you have an open and willing spirit so that you learn and receive counsel, and then you change.
Right.
You make the changes, and then you go down a different. You don't keep going down the same road, falling into the same mud puddles. You go down a different road, and that can be possible for your friend, but it's going to have to back away from this urge to merge.
All right, 338-5790, 338-5790. If you have a question for Dr. David Hawkins, the relationship doctor, author of a lot of books, but most recently a book called Are You Really Ready for Love? Now, if you call in, you got a good question. We got copies of this book we are going to be giving away. We got a few callers on the phone. I want to make sure, Deez, you had your hand raised. I want to make sure we get to Ashley and Erica here in a second.
We'll get to them really quick. You mentioned briefly, really, really there, the love inventory.
Right.
I pictured like a fanny pack. And it's like, okay, here is all I need for love. You know, like, these are the things I require. That was obviously not serious. I didn't
right.
really think of that.
No, you're quite sick, my friend.
We need.
I'm going to give you. I'm going to give a coupon to you for a free session. No, the love inventory is sitting back and looking at what are my patterns. What do I keep doing in relationship? How do I keep getting disappointed? How do I keep hurting people? I mean, what? Again, here's this question that I love. What am I really like in a relationship? And, man, if you can look in the mirror and answer that question honestly, you're going to be ahead of the game.
All right. Well, there you go. Okay, let's get to the phones now. 338-5790, 338-5790. You're listening to Raw Talk. I am Steve-O. Along with me is Deez and Dr. David Hawkins, author of Are You Really Ready for Love? If you have a question for him, give us a call, 338-5790. Let's go to the phone lines now. We got Ashley on the phone. Ashley, welcome to Raw Talk.
Hi.
Hey, Ashley.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
What you got?
I actually just have, like, a comment, just a general comment, more than a question, I think.
Okay, sure.
I just wanted to say, like, so many times as young people and in our generation right now, we want things right now. Right
yeah.
now, right now, we're like the microwave
oh,
generation.
Good word.
Give it to me right now.
Right.
Yeah. And, but the thing
yeah,
is
like
that,
a drive-through, a McDonald's drive-through for a mate,
yeah.
huh?
There you go.
Like McMate.
McMate.
It's like a wild fast.
I'll take two of those and a side of fries, please. Yeah.
yeah, I'd like
go,
my,
I'm sorry, Ashley, go ahead.
That 99-cent cheeseburger or something.
Yeah, please. And yeah, absolutely.
But the thing is that I think so many times we get so caught up in the fact, and I want to be in a relationship, I want to be in a relationship,
that we get
blinded, and the thing is that God said, okay, it's not good for man to be alone,
yeah.
so I will make him a helper. And then Adam was like, yes, God, yes, you're so right, I need a helper.
Right on, yep.
But then it goes, but first, I want you to name every single little animal in the entire earth.
Yep, name
and
them.
And then I'm going to put you into a deep sleep, and then I'll, and so many times we forget the calling of God on our own lives. And I believe that your mate should be 100% match for you. And until we know who we are in Christ and until we follow God's will in our lives, a relationship will never prosper.
How old are you, Ashley?
I'm 20.
Oh, okay. All right.
You sound
younger.
Oh, yeah. I sound like a little girl.
You can preach it. I know.
That's why I want to know how old she was.
Can we just? I can hang up the phone now and put Ashley on. I can phase out because Ashley, you've got wisdom beyond your years.
No kidding,
and for sure.
Let's comment on impatience because, guys, I mean, and listeners, impatience is when we are impatient, we're going to make really poor decisions.
Mm.
And when we've got those things going on inside of us, we got the urge to merge, and you know we got to find somebody who's going to make us into something that we're not, and got to find somebody who builds up our ego and our esteem, and data on and on and on and on. Ashley, you're just absolutely right. We're going to make very poor choices, and those kind of relationships, boy, they can flash hot for about 39 seconds. And then they burn out, and in the meantime, we've compromised ourselves, we've commingled our lives in places that we shouldn't, and, you know, we look in the mirror, and we're more disgusted and demoralized than when we began, so...
Exactly.
Yep.
Oh, you are right. You keep preaching it, Ashley.
Amen. Ashley, I'm going to throw you back on hold with our producer so we can get your info and get you a copy of the latest book from Dr. David Hawkins. How's that?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Ashley.
All right, dude. She's got a future in writing books. She may
oh
be the
goodness.
New relationship doctor. You might have to write some more books, dude.
Well, I'm going to be watching over my shoulder for her.
I mean, she could end up being our job.
There you go.
She could take our job.
She could. She
right
really
now.
Could. I do agree. I definitely agree. It does seem like it is the fast food generation of, dude, we need it right now. I don't even want to go to the video store anymore, so we're gonna check them out online and have them send them to us. You can order pizza on the internet now. You don't even have to, like, call.
Oh, I've done
I mean,
that.
It's laziness.
That.
It is so very fast food nation right now. It's ridiculous.
And superficial, you know?
Yeah.
If it looks good, I mean, you know, she's cute, he's good looking, it's got to be, I mean, that's it. That's it. What quality do you want in a relationship? Well, if they're cute, that'll do it. That's about it.
We're gonna dive into Erica's question here in just a second. I'd kind of like you to touch a little more on that. You talked about, you know, this fast food idea. Talk about what the world sees as love, as opposed to what the Bible and what Christians should see as love, because we have a good example in Scripture.
The world is all about image. You walk through any check stand of any store, any place, and you're going to be inundated with images of beauty and thinness and athleticism. I mean, we've got these superstars, you know, they're super good looking, they're super athletic, they're super this, they're super that. We don't ask questions about personality and their spiritual well-being. I mean, spiritual well-being, what, it was spiritual, I mean, their faith, what? Who would ask a question about that? Well, that's not what, yeah, God says no. What is on the heart is what matters. What was on the inside of a person is what matters. But boy, I tell you what, guys, we're swimming upstream because culture says it's not what's on the inside that what's matters, it's what's on the outside.
Right.
It's how you dress and how athletic you are. That is the deal, and if you pass that, you are somebody.
Yeah.
So we are all, Christians are swimming upstream by saying, no, we're going to look on the heart, and we're going to demand character in our mate. We're going to demand spiritual and psychological fitness. And that's going to go against the culture. It's hard to do.
And it brings up a great topic of how to prepare yourself against the culture. And we'll definitely, I want to talk about that here in a minute. But if you have a question for Dr. David Hawkins, 338-5790. It's 338-5790. Let's take Erica. Erica, you are on Raw Talk. Welcome.
Hey, Erica.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Thanks for calling in.
I got a question. I have to give you a little bit of scenario, like, of the situation that I'm in, but I'm a little bit nervous because I've never done this in my life.
Oh, yeah.
I've never called in on
the radio. There's 2 million people listening,
yes.
Erica. Other than that,
okay.
No sweat.
My question is to get to the point is, I've been married for 7 years, and then I got divorced. I got married young, and I was never in love with him. But then I met this guy. We both go to church, and we've been together for 2 years. And we broke the relationship. You know, the trust is kind of, it's not there anymore, but I think that the love is there. And my question is, if you break the trust in the boyfriend and girlfriend relationship, would it be a successful marriage? Because we're talking about marriage, but I'm not sure if I'm ready.
Well, I'm gonna answer one part of your question mostly, Erica,
okay.
And I appreciate you calling in. The heart of your question, I think, has to do with can trust be rebuilt? Or let's start with something very important, guys, and that is that without trust, I mean, we have people that are together, they're dating, they're married, whatever, and they don't have trust. And I tell you what, it's like standing on a box of rocks. You know, your feet are wobbling all over the place. And if you don't have trust in a relationship, if you don't know, within your knower that your mate is committed to you and that there's not going to be any straying of eyes and on the internet or whatever form or fashion, if you don't have trust, you are rolling on rocks and it's no fun. Now, having said that, Erica, I would say to you this. I would say it's up to you and this gentleman about, are you going to restore the trust in your relationship? It's going to be gritty, hard work. You're going to have to talk in depth about what happened. I don't know who betrayed who or how who was betrayed, but man alive, you better take the time to really do that work and to solidify, to get that ground underneath your feet solid so that you know in your knower he is committed to you, you're committed to him, and you're going to move into a committed marital relationship where you're going to live godly lives, and that's what you got to have. So if he's not game for that, I'd be looking for that blinking green exit light.
Does that answer your question, Erica?
Yeah, that answers my question.
Okay, you find out from him if he's a gamer, if he's gonna repair the damage.
There you go. All right, Erica.
No fast food band-aids, Erica, okay? No, I'm sorry, let's move on. Let's not talk about this. It's in the past. None of that kind of jazz. No, it's we're going to the pastor. We're going to go as long as I feel we need to go, and we're going to get this, the broken link repaired, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, Erica.
Do the work, Erica.
I'm going to throw you back on hold again, Erica, so you can get a copy of Dr. David Hawkins' latest book, all right?
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you so much for calling.
Hey, thanks, Erica.
All right, now I have a question for you. Let's say, since we're talking about this broken relationships or broken trust, let's say that the man is the one that breaks the trust, okay?
Yep.
And, they do everything. They go to a counselor. They go to a pastor. They do this.
Yep.
How long before, because as the Bible clearly states, the husband is supposed to be the head of the house. Now, how is it possible if that trust is broken for you to maintain that as a man? Is it even possible? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it seems like, and don't hear me wrong, I definitely think that those things need to happen 100% for as long as this person wants. Hey,
that's you're speaking the truth right now. So that's please continue with
okay.
But the question is, as long as she wants. She needs him to go.
Okay.
For her to feel like her heart has been mended.
Right.
And she can move forward, even though there will be a scar there, maybe indefinitely. There's scars that, God never promised that there wouldn't be any scars left over from poor decisions.
Right. Oh,
so,
absolutely.
Okay. So did we already answer your question?
Well, the question is, as the Bible talks about, that the wives submit to your husbands, husbands love your wives. And so my question is, because I remember, it seems like I know people who have been involved in a lot of these situations because love is a very tricky thing. But I remember a good friend of mine being troubled because it seemed like, dude, I've been doing this for a long time and I feel like I should be restored. And yet I can't do what my job needs to be as a husband because, well, I feel like I'm second fiddle because, well, my wife pretty much runs the show right now because that trust was broken. We're talking years. Here, so.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna take a different stand with you here on this, and we may disagree. If here's what I find 98.7% of the time. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. 98.7% of the time, when she cannot forgive what has happened, he hasn't stepped up to the plate and really met her at her point of need.
Absolutely.
He has wanted to move on with things. He said, I'm sorry, 47 and a half times. It was abrupt in how he said it, and he kind of keeps pitching on her like, I don't know why you can't get over this, it was a mistake, I didn't mean for it to happen. But this whole way of approaching it, it's shallow and superficial and doesn't, there's a scripture that says a godly sorrow that leads to repentance. When you see that in an individual, when you see godly sorrow that leads to repentance, man alive, okay. That brings healing. Right. Now you can begin to heal.
And I 100% absolutely agree with you because I felt like in that situation, it seems like it's, for men especially, it's like the Absalom complex where you just don't want to think about the sin anymore and you kind of want to just get over it. And it's been 9 minutes and how come it's not back to normal?
And then he whines about, I got to talk about it again. And I don't know what you want from me anyway. And then he plays the victim.
Right.
He is victimized, and then he starts playing the victim, and like it's like in her head is swimming, going like, wait a minute here. I thought, wasn't I the one cheated on here?
Right.
And getting things confused, and and then it's crazy making. So no, there's a depth healing that needs to happen on both sides. And by the way, on submission, we better not get too far into that whole thing, but I like the whole mutual submission. The Apostle Paul talks about deferring to one another in love.
Right.
So there's a two-way submission process that I think needs to happen.
I think the greatest advice I ever got before I was married, a pastor came to me and said, look, you're going to hear a lot of things about, wives submit to your husbands, husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church. And he said, this is it. You don't, it's not an iron fist, hey, woman, do this for me. You love her as Christ loved the church. Now realize what that says. That says that you lay down your life for your wife as Christ laid down his life.
He's the ultimate sacrifice. When we do that with our mates, guys, I know you see this, I see this in my marriage. When we do that, when my heart is right, and I've got a submissive heart, and I meet my wife's point of need, life is sweet.
Amen, dude.
Sweet.
Amen.
Plus, it's
things
great.
Things fall into place, and there's no squabbling about this submitting to da da di di da.
Right.
It's like, you know, God's plan works. It hangs together.
Plus, it's great that the analogy that God provides for us. You know, we as the church are the bride of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Yeah.
And God was willing to lay down his life for his bride, so should we be willing to do the exact same thing, even to the point of shedding blood for our wives.
Absolutely.
So let me give you an application for what you just said, an application for our listeners in being really ready for love. I would challenge everybody, every listener, with this question. Do you know what your mate, your date, whoever you're with, do you know what their point of need is? Do you know how they need to be built up today? You know, Ephesians 4:29, let no unwholesome word proceed out of your mouth except that which is fitting for building one another up according to their need. Mm-hmm. Do you know where your mate's need is? And do you carry that around on your frontal lobe? You know, just thinking about that as much as you're thinking about your car and your boat and your job and, you know, everything else that's cooking for you. Are you thinking about them and what they need from you, what their love language? You know, I'll tell you what, when we get in that kind of a space, I see relationships just click.
Right.
So that's my challenge. When we talk about submission and laying down your life, it is doing that, but it's also knowing where our mate's point of need is, and what is it for that day, that week, that month, that time. That's what I think it's about.
Dr. David Hawkins, author of Are You Really Ready for Love and 27 other books or so. How many? 28 books, really?
Yeah, it's 28, and I'm in the middle of another one, and I actually just signed a couple of contracts for a couple more. don't ask me how. Don't ask my wife how. It just, again, just is one heck on the board at a time, and somehow, you know, it comes together.
Well, there you go. Well,
let me do the math here real quick. That's actually 28 more books than Steve-O and I
that's
have written.
That's right.
So how about
28
that?
combined more books than we have written. So you are definitely the relationship doctor over us. Now, okay, you just said, you just talked about this. Hey, we need to know the needs of our mate. We need to know, you know, to prepare. Now, there's a lot of listeners going, awesome! How do I do that? Because, you know, let's be honest, in relationships, it's not necessarily as easy as going up and going, honey, what do you need right now? Because...
Do you know what? I disagree with you.
All right.
I think it is that. It's just that simple. I think if you create, listeners, as you create a relationship with your date, with your mate, where you have a habit of saying, how are we doing? How are you doing? Are you okay? Is there anything I can do for you? I mean, how is life going? You ask those questions all the time, and you create this environment where you're going to know. Now, do I hear an amen? You're going to know when things are not working right.
Right.
You're going to know when there are bad feelings that are brewing in the old house or in the relationship because you're tuned in. It's like, you know, I mean, think about your car. You're driving your car. You watch if reasonable people are watching their dash lights to see if anything pops on or, you know, seeing if the grinding, if the transmission is still shifting. I mean, we're tuned in.
I agree with that 100% because as you say that, I think of the times when I feel like something is not right with my wife, if something's bugging her or whatever, that check engine light comes on and I know it. So I hear you on that. I do.
Yeah, absolutely right. And then you create, this is so cool, when you create a safe relationship. So not only do you know, here's what we're shooting for. You know when things are not going well and you've created safety so that he or she will tell you what's not going right. So you ask the question and you've created a safe environment. This is so critical, guys. You can ask your mate, how are you doing? But if you've not made it safe for them to answer, they're going to go, ah, fine. You know, and they're really not. But you have not made it safe for them to say, well, as a matter of fact,
right.
Let me talk to you. So we have to create safety in a relationship. Always feels free to share what is on their heart, and that takes some work.
All right. Okay, I feel like we've been giving a lot of notes to people in relationships, married people, dating people. Now let's talk about the people who have not found that relationship yet. As you said, everyone... We love love. I love love. And I know we all love love. It's the way we were made.
Yep.
And so let's talk about these steps, how to prepare everyone to be ready for love? Like, how do we go about this? And a good question, a good starting question would be, can you prepare for love and look for love at the same time?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, yes. Because, you know, I'd be a fool, I think. I think I'd raise a lot of eyebrows if I said, nope. You need to go to a monastery in southeast Tibet, you know, or you have to sequester yourself away. And none of us are going to do that. That we're all a work in progress. But simultaneously, if you always have your quiet time, your prayerful time, where you're thinking about just how I'm developing my character, okay, or letting the Holy Spirit talk to us and kind of, you know, tweak our character and refine us into the people we're supposed to be, then we do that at the same time while we're being available. You know, and some are going to disagree with this advice, but I don't think it's wrong to even look for love. I think it's okay to put yourself out there and to say, you know what, I am readying myself and I'm putting myself out there and I'm available for opportunities. I'm not just waiting for somebody to come ring the doorbell and say, by the way, sent here from God. You know, just wanted you to know this. I'd be kind of cool if it did, I guess, but that doesn't seem to happen for too many people. So, no, you got to be wise. You got to put yourself out there at the same time working, letting God refine your character.
There you go. Dude, Dr. David Hawkins, the author of Are You Really Ready for Love? 10 Secrets to Finding the One You Want. We got copies of the book. If you have a question for Dr. Hawkins, 338-5790. That's 338-5790. Dude, I got to say, I was pretty nervous going into the show because I don't normally do this. It has been an absolute blast hanging out with you, my friend.
Well, it's fun. It's, who can't have fun talking about relationships? You know, I mean, we're all working on them. They're all working on us. I mean, we're struggling, you know. But when they go well, it's just, I mean, you know, all the stars align and we're just like, yeah, you know, this is good. This is very good, and I'm saying to people, you know what? You can do many things. You can take your love inventory. You can make sure that you've done your personal and spiritual work. You've learned your lessons from previous broken relationships. You're in a good place spiritually. You are available to give and receive love. You've done all these things, and boy, you put yourself out there, and I'll tell you what, you're going to increase the odds that things are going to work out very, very nicely for you. So what's not to like about this topic?
Well, I feel like your book, Are You Really Ready for Love? It goes through everything we talked about, boom, boom, boom. And then the last chapter, covered, but not to a great extent. I love how you leave this one for last because, you know, it's the one that a lot of us don't really want to do. The title is Owning Our Weaknesses and Vulnerabilities. That is probably my least favorite thing to do, but...
Well, yeah, who wants... I mean, that's what I said a few moments ago, you guys. You know, you've got to be careful when you approach your significant other, your mate, your date, or whoever, and it's asking the question, what am I really like to be with? Because they're going to tell you.
Right.
I mean, if they feel safe at all, and if they're honest with you, they're going to say, well... I got good news and I got bad news, you know?
Yeah.
Well, come on. I mean, that's the way it's going to be. And so, here's the deal for all of our listeners. If you don't know what your weakness is, it is sabotaging your relationships.
Right.
One more time. If you don't know what your weaknesses are, they are blind spots that are sabotaging your relationships, and you're going to pay. So I want to challenge you just the way I challenge me, and that is take look in the mirror, ask your mate, ask the person, find out, get information, and then let God and you work together on changing those vulnerabilities and weaknesses.
Well, there you go. You're listening to Raw Talk here on M88. I am Steve-O. With me is Deez and Dr. David Hawkins, the relationship doctor, author of 28 books. His most recent, Are You Really Ready for Love? And looks like we got a caller, Becky, on the line. Becky, welcome to Raw Talk. Hello, Becky.
Hello, hello. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Welcome to Raw Talk. That's cool.
This is it.
I know. We only got about 5 minutes left of the show. Becky, what's going on?
Oh, everything's cool. I just wanted to thank you. And yeah, it's been most informative and educational. I feel like I should be paying for this session.
Well, if you would like to.
Becky, we can arrange that.
That's 4001 Osuna Road North. I'm just kidding.
What do you got,
Becky?
Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, what's going on? What you got? You got a question?
Oh, no, I was just my comment.
Just your comment.
I just wanted to say thank you. You know, I've had the most fun listening to this, and I feel educated and like I've received therapy or something. I feel like I should pay you.
Well, there. How about we give you...
Take down her name and number, address, and everything. We can... No. You know what? Thank you, Becky. Thank
Absolutely.
You,
Becky.
Quite welcome. I mean every word.
And Becky, you know what? We are going to get your information because we have a copy of Dr. Hawkins' latest book, Are You Really Ready for Love? We're going to shoot you a copy of that book. How's that sound?
Awesome. Thank you.
I want to pat Becky on the back because, guys, you know what? That comment, you could tell from her heart that she was open and willing, and she's soaking this stuff up. And those are the people, Becky, you're the people I want to talk to because you want to learn, you're ready to receive feedback, you're ready to look at your weaknesses, you know you got them. We've all got them. We got these warts, everybody. And if we wouldn't cringe, we could just say, you know, anybody, raise your hand if you got warts. And so all the hands go up and we look around and we say, we all got warts and that's okay. And so, Becky, you're gonna succeed. And I just, are you in a relationship, by the way? Have you found?
Actually, no. But I'm at that change turning point in my life where I'm in transition.
There you go.
I'm ready for the change.
Read the book and then get out there and you're going to do just fine. You've got a sweet, sweet disposition.
Becky,
really
thank you so much.
You.
All right, we're going to throw you on hold here.
Okay.
All right. Very cool, dude. We've had some cool callers tonight, I must say.
Nice.
It's been very cool hanging out, dude. I had a question, and then Becky started talking and we were being funny, and I totally forgot what I was going to say, but it's okay. Dr. David Hawkins, the relationship doctor, author of Are You Really Ready for Love? 10 Secrets to Finding the One You Want. Now, earlier in the show, we were talking about love at first sight, how it kind of doesn't really exist. It's more like lust or infatuation at first sight. Now, let's throw a curve on this because... Can that be a stepping stone for a positive relationship? Because obviously when, you know, someone comes along, what's the first thing we notice in them is attraction. So how can you work that into not necessarily infatuation or lust, but turn that into a healthy relationship?
I think that's absolutely, I don't think there's one thing wrong with that. God created male and female. And I think the one caller that said Adam, you know, when Adam looked at Eve, he probably didn't go, oh, yeah, okay, thanks, God. What's for dinner? I think he said, yowie. You know, I think he was pretty excited. And so exactly right. You with patience, you know, you take a relationship. Here's an unusual phenomenon. Why don't we just take relationships step by step? By step, instead of leap by leap by leap, you know. So you take them step by step by step. You look around, you take notes, you take it easy, and you make good, wise decisions, prayerful decisions, and you're going to be fine.
Well, there you go. Dr. Hawkins, we got about 2 minutes left of show. Thank you so much for joining us.
You guys are a blast. It was great to hang out with you, and your listening audience and everybody out there is thinking about we're thinking about relationships and we're talking about it and it can be a lot of fun. You know, even I want to say one thing to the people that have slipped and they're a little bit muddy tonight, and it's okay. Pick yourself up and dust yourself off and learn from the broken relationships, learn from the difficult experiences, the broken trust. Everything, what's so cool, everything is a learning experience, and God uses everything, all things work together for good to those that love the Lord. And so, you know what, even crummy bad experiences can be used as stepping stones. So, encouragement to everybody.
Amen. Dude, thank you so much. And again, Dr. David Hawkins, the relationship doctor.
Awesome dude. We appreciate having you on the show, and you know, we had you disconnected there briefly, but I must say you are a gentleman and a scholar. So we appreciate
it. It was a blast, you guys. Thanks for having me, and I love to do it again with you sometime.
Dude, you know what? I'm thinking, like, how can I get this guy on my morning show? Because he is awesome. So we'll definitely be keeping in touch with you, Doc.
I would love that, you guys. I enjoy this very much. You're a blast. So take care. God bless.
God bless you too. All right. Well, that's about it for Raw Talk tonight. I am Steve-O. Thank you, Deez, for coming alongside and hanging out.
Hey, no problem, man. It's good to be in here with you and good to discuss important topics. And you know what? I would leave everyone with a word of encouragement that Jesus loves you. And that is awesome. While we're on the topic of love, I think that's the most important thing. So
love has no greater than this, dude. Right?
Absolutely.
Lay
down his life for his friends, so.
Amen. And Jesus Christ came and he did that. And if you're just joining us, if you missed a piece of the show, don't forget we are going to be podcasting this at madh.org. Yo is back next week, although I'm sad. I had a lot of fun, dude. So.
Yeah, it was a good time. So you can download that at madh.org and listen to it as many times as you want.
There you go. I'm on Audi, as is Deez. We will see you guys. I'll see everybody bright and early tomorrow morning on the morning show right here. Sonny Mitty 8.